grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From St. Luke's account of the baptism of Jesus, St. Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. Now when all the people were baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form as a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "Thou art my beloved Son, with thee I am well pleased." As I thought this past week about today's feast of the baptism of our Lord, and its meaning for us as those who have been baptized into Christ, I remembered some words of a spiritual song which comes from the now all but extinct religious community of the Shakers. And these are the words, perhaps you've heard them before. "'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where we ought to be, and when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight." I wonder how many of us can in truth describe ourselves as simple, as free, as being in the place just right, as living in the valley of love and delight. Yet surely in our heart of hearts, each one of us longs for simplicity of life and freedom from our compulsions and fears. Each one of us longs to be in the place just right, whatever we might imagine that to be, and to live in the valley of love and delight. Well, what does all this have to do with this feast of the baptism of our Lord? The answer is that the place where true simplicity and freedom are found, the place just right, the valley of love and delight, is the waters of Jesus' baptism, in which you and I share through ours. We just said in the Creed, "I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins." One baptism. Not only in the sense that we are only baptized once, but also in the sense that there is in reality only one baptism, Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River, your baptism and mine, being a sharing, a participation in that one baptism of God's Son. Well, what does that mean? As the sinless Son of God, Jesus had no need to receive baptism for the forgiveness of sins. But as the Lamb of God who bears the sins of the whole world, Jesus in humility submits to baptism. He in fact joins all the sinners standing there in the Jordan waiting to be baptized. And St. Luke's account of Jesus' baptism makes this clearer than do the accounts of Matthew, Mark, and John. St. Luke writes, "Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, all the familiar pictures of Jesus' baptism show him standing there alone with John the Baptist, all by himself. But the picture St. Luke gives us is of Jesus in a whole vast crowd awaiting baptism. And the point St. Luke is making is that by submitting to baptism, Jesus is showing himself to be completely one with sinners. You might say that Jesus joins the great unwashed. Jesus takes your place and mine under God's judgment as he's baptized. He in fact marks himself for death. Jesus' death was in fact the only possible outcome of his baptismal identification with us sinners, because the wages of sin is death. Not his sin, for he had none, but our sin, which he bore. And this truth is beautifully expressed in the ancient Epiphany hymn. Within the Jordan sacred flood, the heavenly Lamb in meekness stood, that he to whom no sin was known might cleanse his people from their own. As Christ died for us, just so Christ was baptized for us. Jesus' baptism, Jesus' death and resurrection, your baptism and mine, events that are separated in time as we experience it, are in fact one single mystery of divine love and light. And so in Jordan's waters and in Jesus' grave and in the watery grave of our baptism, your sin and mine lies dead and buried. The heavens open up. The closed doors of paradise are unbarred. The Holy Spirit descends on us, and God the Father declares, "You are my beloved child. With you I am well pleased. With you I am well pleased." Those words could just as easily be translated, "I'm delighted with you." Imagine that, God delighted with you, God delighted with me because through baptism into Christ we are in Christ. As St. Paul writes, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, and so God sees us not as we are in our sinfulness. He sees us clothed with the cleansing blood and righteousness of Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. And if we know all this, not only with our mind, but also with our heart, then our lives are in a real sense simple. We are free. We are already, whatever the outward circumstances of our lives, in the place just right, we already dwell in the valley of love and delight. Of course, the struggle of living in a too complicated world continues. Of course, we stumble and fall. Of course, we go on chasing after elusive happiness, whatever we might fancy that to be. But we can always return to our baptism, that place of simplicity and freedom, the place just right, the valley of love and delight, where we are no longer a baffling puzzle to ourselves, but know that we come from love and go to love, and are here to love. We can always return to our baptism. Just as that old Shaker song goes on to say, when true simplicity is gained, to bow and bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till by turning we come round right. Till by turning we come round right. The Old Testament word for repent simply means to turn. Till by turning, by repenting, we come round right. Of course, we'll never completely come round right in this life. As Neville Ward puts it, it's part of the Christian life to get used to being a rather unsatisfactory self. It's part of the Christian life to get used to being a rather unsatisfactory self. It's all never really going to come right in time, or as the ancient fathers said, we must go on repenting until our last breath. But that's no reason for gloom or despair. Because, as St. Gregory of Nazianza said when preaching on this festival of Jesus' baptism, Jesus comes up out of the water, and with him he lifts up the whole creation. For as we say in the Creed, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. where we'll at last find perfect simplicity and perfect freedom to love in God's own paradise of love and delight. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.